Support. My name is O Floor Supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes. On one of our credit cards, we were billed with this $49.99 credit card ending in 9707, and we did not authorize this. So the young lady that spoke to me first said she canceled it, but she said I had to speak to the fraud department, and I guess that's you.
That is correct. I am the fraud supervisor, so I'll be more than happy to assist you today regarding your concerns. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, probably under my husband's name, but I'll give you mine. My name is Luann, Louann Parrino, P as in Paul, Arrino. My husband is Leonard, Leonard, same last name.
All right. Thank you for that information. Just a moment. And can you provide me your shipping address, please?
Sure. 14344 Glen Rock Road, Spring Hill, Florida, 34610.
Okay, just a moment.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for holding, ma'am. So I have located the account. So I do show, of course, what was signed up for. Initially was our sweepstakes for a chance to win an iPad. So initially with you submitting the entry for the iPad, within the terms and conditions, it does explain that you would be signing up for our meal plan as well, which the name is Bites Hub. That's priced at $49.89 a month. And of course, by you signing up for the sweepstakes signs you up for that service. And of course, all of this information was provided initially in the terms and conditions upon, you know, submitting your entry. But I definitely understand that you are indicating that this is fraud, that you yourself, of course, did not, you know, complete a sweepstakes or do not, you know, recall completing this as well. So here's what I can do.
Yes.
Since you're indicating that this is fraud, we will need to open an investigation. That investigation will consist of us providing the IP address to your local authorities, which is going to verify the type of device that was used.
Okay,
and
hold on just a second. Leonard, would you come here, please? I'd like you to say this so that I don't get it wrong. I'd like us to both hear it. I appreciate your help, sir, because neither of us remember doing this. And what was the name of the service you're saying that we locked ourselves into monthly? What was it called?
Yes, ma'am. So initially it started with the sweepstakes that you would have entered to win a prize. And by you submitting the entry for that sweepstakes, per the terms and conditions, it explains that you would also be enrolling into our meal plan. The name is Bites Hub. And that, of course, is priced at $49.89 a month. It provides recipe guides to cut carbs, boost energy, basically a health and fitness digital subscription that you download to your mobile device.
We would have absolutely no interest in that.
Right.
First of all, the thing up front doesn't get me in the first place. I wouldn't deal with an Apple product. I'm 76 years old. The chance of my learning new stripes is not very good. So I have no idea how they could have enticed me to do this unless it was an accident of some sort. But there's certainly no way that we want to get hooked into any kind of monthly anything. So whatever we need to do to cancel it, prevent it from going any further or doing it, we want to do that. Because sometimes these things are set up in such a way that you don't know you're doing what you're doing. I've gone through this kind of crap once before where you think you're answering a question and you wind up subscribing to something. I do not want to subscribe to anything.
All right, so your account is already canceled, so that goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. Now, since you're indicating that this is fraud, what I will do, I will open an investigation. That will consist of us contacting your local authorities, in which we will provide them the IP address on the account, which is going to verify the owner of the device that was used and when an order was placed online. It also will verify the location where the order took place as well. Did you want to proceed with the investigation?
Well, if you're thinking that it happened here already, I don't see why anybody has to come and prove that it happened here. If it happened here, it didn't happen here consciously, is what I'm trying to tell you. So I don't, you know, if you can figure out where that thing came from, if it's my machine that did that, then I did it with not intentionally, is
right,
the best
and
I can say.
Go for me.
Yeah, neither one of them. I mean, we're look, at our age, we don't look for that kind of crap. I don't know what this is about. But all I can tell you is that I know that they can set stuff up in such a way that you think you're doing one thing and you're doing something else. And if that's what happened, we didn't want to do it. That's what I want to tell you. So,
okay.
You know, if you could find a machine and it turns out to be my machine or my wife's machine, it's not that we intentionally did whatever this is. We are very sensitive about that kind of stuff. We have fixed incomes. We don't go around looking for ways to take our money, you know. It's just really the way it is. But if you can tell me that it's my machine or my wife's machine that did it, then I'm happy to tell you that he didn't do it on purpose. If somebody else is doing it, then we want to make sure that they don't do it again. That's all I can tell you.
Right. Okay. So what we'll do for you, sir, since you're indicating this is fraud, we'll go ahead and submit a refund for the latest charge. That's going to reflect back to your bank account within an estimated 3 to 5 business days. I'll also make sure the account is fully canceled as well. If you can allow me just a moment, we're going to place you on a brief hold to go ahead and submit up the information, and I'll be back to provide more information in just a moment, okay?
Okay, fine.
All right. Allow me just a moment to place you on a brief hold. Please hold and thank you.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
Saying that, or can you say that?
I don't know. I think maybe you better stay here for just a moment. All right, then bring your sandwich into the office. Okay.
As soon as I make it, I don't get a chance to get done.
still here, sir. Just bear with me for a few more minutes. I'm still I'm about to wrap everything up in just a moment, okay?
All right. No problem. My husband's in the next room, but I'm here. Thank you, sir.
You are most definitely welcome. Continue to hold for me and bear with me for just a moment.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Welcome. All right, thank you so much for patiently holding. So the account has been canceled. That, again, goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. I've also submitted the full refund, which will be reflecting back to your bank account within the next three to five business days. And if you have a pen or pencil,
I
will provide you with the...
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm ready. Yes, thank
you. Okay. Yes, ma'am. The confirmation is C as in cancel, 920-412-823. And again, that's C920-412.
Hold on just a minute. You said C, like the letter like cat?
Yes, ma'am. C as in cat or Charlie. 920-412-823. As a recap, everything's canceled. You've been fully refunded. And of course, you do have the confirmation in regards to those transactions submitted today as well.
Thank you so much. You have been very helpful, and it's interesting how quickly these things happen. You know, I even warn our grandchildren. I always say, be careful, you know, because you don't know what you're getting into sometimes. And I also say, if you're looking at email and you don't recognize it, don't open it.
Right.
Because it's crazy. Yeah. So, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And so now, as far as you're concerned, we have a zero balance there. Thank you very much, and I will be looking in 3.5 days to make sure. If there are any other problems, I will call your people back. You've been very good.
You are most definitely welcome, ma'am. And if you do, you know, have any possible, you know, future concerns, just feel free to call. One of my colleagues or myself will be happy to assist. But
thank you so much. Yeah. And what is your first name, sir?
My name is Okiris. That's O as in Osborne, K as in Kevin, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, I as in Isaac, and S as in Samuel.
Whoa, that's a really neat name. Were you named after someone?
Well, it's a combination of my relatives. They all combined like their first names and put it together, and they came up with my name.
So well, I have to tell you something because you just—I think it's special. My name is Luann. My parents were Lewis and Anna, and they put their names together.
Wow. That okay.
Yeah, and we have a younger daughter whose name is Lenore. That's the feminine version of my husband's name, which is Leonard. And our older daughter is Marianne, and we put our mother's names together, Mary and Anna. So, yeah, sometimes you hear people say, I don't like my name. Well, we never say that. This is so special. It really must be true. So thank you so much, and you pronounce this Okaris, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Well, you have a great day, and thanks a bunch. I really appreciate your help.
You're most definitely welcome, ma'am. You have a wonderful day as well, and thank you for calling customer support. You take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.